On the first anniversary of President John Mahama in office, citizens who gave him the mandate have an opportunity to review the president's work. He took office on the ticket of pursuing a social democrat agenda, even as his presidency was being challenged in the Supreme Court. After pulling through, President Mahama managed to handle the looming energy crisis, labor unrest, and market fires, among other issues. But did Mr. Mahama meet the people's expectations, and what do the people expect of him in the second year of his first tenure? Rebecca Ekpe has been finding out.
President John Dramani Mahama took his oath of office January 7th last year, amidst a myriad of uncertainties. First of all, his legitimacy was being questioned by the main opposition party, NPP. For the first time in the country's history, the party brought to the Supreme Court an electoral petition, a petition which was later adjudicated after 8 months of litigation, upholding John Dramani Mahama as the validly elected president in the December 2012 elections. During the first 8 months of his tenure, the uncertainties were glaring as it culminated into what some security experts describe as managed tensions. President John Mahama grappled with labor unrest, the never-ending market fires, while attempting to resolve the energy crisis, which was popularly known as the Doomsaw Era. Given the circumstances surrounding President Mahama's first year in office, some give him a thumbs up for a unique leadership style, while others accuse him of lack of discipline in government expenditure. He is also accused of a large size of government, mostly made up of the youth with little or no political experience.
Majority of them didn't have the political experience that is needed to solve the current challenges that is facing the country. When you look at it from that particular perspective, you will think that most of them were not right for the job because they didn't have political experience. But some of them are also fast learners and they can learn.
President of the Ghana Journalists Association, Afo Moni, has a thought for the president.
Old age is not a repository of wisdom. And many are those who think, so that those who belong to the old school, they think people who are advanced in age should occupy certain sensitive positions of authority and responsibility. But I beg to differ. In this IT age, in this iPad and iPod age, we have sharp brains, irrespective of age, who can offer quality leadership in certain sensitive areas. But I'm inclined to believe that in certain appointments, not much homework was done, and this was reflected in the monumental mistakes perpetrated by some of the young appointees. So there's a need for the appointing authority to do its homework well.
In other circles, President Mahama receives some credits for waging war against corruption by directing the Attorney General and Minister of Justice to initiate processes to prosecute those found to be engaged in corrupt practices. On the international scene, President Mahama contributed to the debates. His take on Mali.
Well, I think that there are two important things that we need to do. One, to consolidate the democracy in Mali by getting all the political partners together to agree for new elections to be held so that we can have a democratic government in Mali. That will create the basis for consolidating the peace that we are currently looking at. We should also look among the rebels and see which part of the rebels are amenable to discussions and then get them on our side. Shows that we can't take security for granted. All of us must discuss security as a collective desire that we need.
As Mahama begins his second year of his first tenure, citizens say they expect a lot from him. Think tank Imani Ghana's president, Franklin Cudjoe, in an open letter to President Mahama, recommends the strengthening of cabinet and the coordination of technical capacities for the effective execution of government projects. Some citizens had other concerns.
I expect him to be focused on the promises he gave us and so that he can bring it to reality.
The
gentleman is saying that all he wants is that Mahama should make sure that there's food on his table and for his family.
For me, I want Mahama to look at his ministers, especially his ministers. There's so many accusations, corruption is going on, everybody will say corruption. So if Mahama government will go ahead, they have to look to the ministers to check them. If it, it's real and there's corruption on the ministers, you have to change them. Then it's to keep on its agenda. One, workers' salary. We want something from Mahama, because always you are saying NDC government is not good, NDC government is not good. But we want him to prove that NDC government is good.
Coming from a communications background, President Mahama is also expected to capitalize on his capabilities as a people's person to maintain their trust. The president, on the other hand, reminds Ghanaians that patriotism is necessary to keep the Mahama agenda on track.
That compilation on the first anniversary of President Mahama was by Rebecca Epe.